It is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with a bit of a special here because people will have seen over the weekend the news broke that FSG, Liverpool's ownership group, are interested in maybe taking over Malaga. Malaga are a team have been up on for sale for a long time, have had interest included, most recently from PSG's owners as well. And we all know that FSG are keen to go into the multi-club model. So will it be Malaga? And is that good news for Malaga? Well, when this news came out, a couple of people messaged me saying, you need to speak to Christian Machowski. So I had a little look on his Twitter. First of all, his photography on there is absolutely beautiful. I would encourage everyone, first of all, to have a pause this and look at his pictures. It is at @CM_Malaga photo, a photo with an F if you do want to check him out. But first of all, he's going to talk to us about Malaga. So, Christian, thanks so much for coming on the Anfield Wrap. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for inviting me, John.
So, Malaga, first of all, has become your team. It's your residency. It's where you are. They're a really interesting side because many people will know them from European football. It's only just over 10 years ago they were playing in the Champions League, played a really famous game against Jürgen Klopp's Borussia Dortmund.
Yes, I was there.
Exactly. So, but people might be surprised to listen that since then it's been sort of pretty steadily downhill. So I guess how has that happened? Why has that happened? And how are Malaga in position now where they're looking but struggling to find new ownership?
I think to understand where the club has come from and where it's now at, I think you need to go right back to when the club was taken over by a Qatari businessman, Sheikh Al Thani, in 2010, who bought the club for around 36 million euros. And then over the next 2 years, invested up to what he claims 200 million euros on players. They brought in Manuel Pellegrini as coach, then made signings like Martin de Michelis, Julio Baptista, Van Nistelrooy, Jeremy Toulalan, Santi Cazorla, Joaquin Isco came back from Valencia. So the club went from absolutely nowhere to suddenly in 2012 qualifying for the Champions League.